Good to see him back this weekend as well. From champion jockey to champion owner, Rupert Lee. Speaking of stars returning in this spring carnival, Rupert's got one of the strongest, if not the strongest, group of horses heading into a spring and that he's ever had. Good morning, Rupert. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How are you holding up during this COVID period? A fitness fanatic as well. Are you managing to get through the days okay?
Oh, I've had the brakes put on me. We've only got an hour a day, I think, at the moment, haven't we? So a little bit unfortunate.
That's right.
But we're doing the best we can. So, no, all's good, thanks, Michael. We're doing well.
Well, the good thing is we've got racing to take our mind off the current state of affairs. And when we look at the horses that you have heading towards this spring carnival, you couldn't help but put a smile on your face. Do we get to see Masked Crusader back this weekend?
Yeah, at this stage, he's definitely been nominated to run on Saturday. So it's like all things, you know, if we get a reasonable barrier and the track conditions suit, then he'll step out on Saturday. And it's a benchmark 88 at, in Sydney this weekend.
He's untapped. What he's done in only a handful of starts has been super impressive. It's all about potential. What has John told you, John Hawkes, about how good he thinks he might develop into?
Well, you know, John, mate, he's pretty guarded. I know stable. When you speak to, Wayne and Michael, they're a bit more upbeat. But, rightfully so. I mean, the horse has shown potential, but at the end of the day, they've got to deliver on the track. And, this is a preparation where, he's got to now deliver on the hype. So after his trial last week, you would think he's come back in great order. And, we're all looking forward to getting him back out on the track on Saturday and hopefully... it's a starting point for good preparation for the spring and maybe even a shot at the Everest.
I was going to say, is that the race? Everyone who's got a good sprinter always talks about the Everest, but do you think he's a realistic Everest hope?
Look, if he's high on potential, he's obviously he's got an opportunity, but you've got to do it. And as I said, he's got to stand up this Saturday and show that he's got that sort of class to be able to keep going towards the Everest, but I think you don't try to get ahead of yourself in this caper. I mean, first of all, they want to see them come back from one preparation to the next, and they kick off well because, a lot of horses don't spell well in the winter, and they seem to struggle coming into the spring, whereas others do. And but fortunately, he's spelled up in Sydney, and it's a bit warmer up there, and I think horses that spell in warmer climates tend to adapt better. So, hopefully, he can come and, get all the punters excited and deliver on what we've always seen out there, which is enormous potential.
Well, you might be fighting for an Everest slot with your own horse, Tefana, if you can get her up to Sydney. What's the plans with her?
At this stage, having trialled yesterday, which we're very happy with, which is a good starting point again, the logical race is the Bobby Lewis, followed by the Gill guy, and hopefully someone puts a hand up and we do get a slot in the Everest. But when you think what she's achieved in a short period of time, in 12 months, she's was unlucky not to win the Newmarket. She was never going to win the TJ, but she was unlucky not to come a good second to Nature Strip. And then when you consider the number of horses which have all retired and moved on, you would think she'd be in the top six there in the country as far as sprinters with what she's achieved to date. I mean, her win in the All A Stakes is actually, it's just one of those great races for the whole carnival. And I think she put a hand up that day to say that, she was up there with one of the better sprinters. So, hopefully, someone puts a hand up. But I think people are being a little bit more cautious at the moment, where I think there's only been two horses nominated for the Everest, where years gone by, there would have been at least a handful already taken, but people are now sitting back waiting to make sure horses come back from the autumn into the spring in good form, and they're not rushing in. So, we're one of many that have got to put a hand up and deliver in the next race or two to say that we're up to that type of race.
One of your other progressive horses who we're looking forward to seeing return in Michael Moroney's stable is Buffalo River, another one that's coming through the grades but's got a great strike rate. What's his aim for the spring?
He had a jump out yesterday. Damien was on board, and I haven't spoken directly to Damien, but I know Mike reported back that he's exceedingly happy with the horse's jump out yesterday. either won it or just got beaten. And at this stage, he'll head towards the Rupert Clark and all going well into the Toorak handicap. And, you know, who knows? We might have a shot at the Cox Plate if he's good enough to perform well in those two races.
Well, he's certainly shown he's got a lot of excitement, but he might come up against another one of your horses in Master of Wine. Have you worked out in your mind? He's one of the most promising stays in the country. He's up the top of all the markets for the big races. Is he a Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup horse? Is he a Cox Plate contender? What are you thinking?
Yeah, look, after watching what he did last week, once again, he trialled, and we're very, very happy with the way he's come back. So I think his main goal will be the Caulfield Cup. So, you know, we're in two minds whether to race him in Sydney or bring him into Melbourne, because you're not too sure where the restrictions are going to be in, you know, 2 or 3 weeks' time. But at this stage, we'll be kicking him off in the Wink Stakes in Sydney over 1,400. And then I think it may be that he'll come down to Melbourne and contest the mile, mile and a quarter, mile and a half races down here leading into the Caulfield Cup. So at this stage, that's probably his program.
And then, obviously, from a Caulfield Cup, you think can he run a strong 2 miles from what he gives you the indication of?
Look, on the breeding side, he's by Maxios, who's by Monsun, and we all know the success rate that Monsun's had with our Melbourne Cups here in Australia. So you'd like to think so, and I think he's just one of those, quite a brilliant horse. He's got that really serious weight for age, turn of foot sort of character. So hopefully he can transit that into being a good stayer as well. But the Caulfield Cup is obviously the logical target, and maybe then go to the Cox Plate. So just like everything, you try to take it one race at a time. And as I said earlier, that you just want to see horses come back out of the autumn into the spring in the same form or the same vein of form they were in when they left. So that's why the question on everybody's minds to make sure they do come back well.
And Actow certainly looked like he's come back. You've already got a slot in the Caulfield Cup with him. Where do we see him first up?
Not too sure. As I said, he had another jump out yesterday. We don't need to rush him. I mean, that's the beauty of actually being in the Caulfield Cup. If you're not in, then you've got to, you know, run in a lot of races to qualify. So we can just take our time with him and have him peaking for that particular race. But when he left after the Mornington Cup, we all knew that he was very much underdone mentally and physically. And as we'd all expect, he's really starting to blossom and grow into himself. And mentally, I'm told he's just now, you know, getting to work it out what it's all about to be a racehorse. And that was all always our concern, that, you know, he was always doing a few things wrong during the race. But once again, the reports coming back have been very, very positive. So I think it's just gently with that horse. And as I said, there's no rush in particular to any particular race, but you would think he'd target races like the Underwood, those sort of races, to give him some good experience at the high end.
And another lightly raced international who created a huge impression that a lot of punters may have forgotten about is Mount Popper. Is he a Caulfield Melbourne Cup horse?
Look, he will ultimately, Michael. I don't think we want to push him that far this prep. I think he's going to follow the same path that Master of Wine followed last year, that whilst he was impressive in Sydney, we feel once again he's, you know, maybe not fully acclimatised. He hasn't been here a long time. And, you know, the Hawkses are like, they don't rush their horses. And he might just follow the same path, and we might come down to Melbourne at the end of the prep or end of the carnival and take on a race like the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. That might be his ultimate goal. And as I said, work his way through the grades in Sydney and then bring him down here. And maybe...
And how's it?
Go on, sorry.
Yeah, well, sorry to cut you off. He's a horse that's very promising, but I was going to ask you, and how's old Santa going?
Actually, Santa's great. And, you know, he's the sort of horse, he is the forgotten horse. You know, this time last year, he was on everybody's minds as the favourite for the Everest. And everyone has forgotten him after that, what we would consider maybe his worst run of his career, which was in the Dali on at Flemington. And I think people forget and probably don't understand what it takes out of a horse to travel a horse to Hong Kong. And maybe it took him a bit more longer to get over that race than what we all expected. And if you go back over his form in the autumn, I thought it was very, very good. He was very, very unlucky in the Everest, as we saw. He just got held up at the wrong time and could have had an Everest beside his name. And then he ran solidly in the TJ and then, as I said, put that poor run in at Flemington. But from all accounts, he's come back a lot fitter. He's more forward this time in this preparation and jumping out of his old skin. So once again, he's definitely a horse that, if he puts his best foot forward, which we're hoping he will, we'll put his hand up for a slot in the Everest as well. So, yeah, we've got a few options, which hopefully one of them will get a start and we can contest, you know, what is a great race.
With all of your horses interstate and in Melbourne, I know Tommy Berry rides them up in Sydney. Have you worked out who'll be riding most of your contenders in Melbourne, especially with a lot of the Sydney jockeys unlikely to make the trip down for the Spring Carnival?
Yeah, well, you know, Danny rides all John's horses down here in Melbourne and, you know, we all know how good a jockey Dwayne is. Damien has got created a good affiliation with Buffalo River, so I don't see any reasons why we'd be changing jockeys on Buffalo River. As far as Actower is concerned, I'd say, you know, it's likely that, you know, one of those top jockeys will be asked to ride Actower, but, you know, once again, he's got to put his hand up during the prep, and I think if he does that, then, you know, any number of jockeys will want to ride him, but... most of the horses got good cover. As I said, Dunny rides Stefano. He knows her very, very well. So at this stage, we've got, you know, all bases covered, which is great, leading into what is going to be an exciting few months.
So would that be Dwayne Dunn on Master Crusader, or Master of Wine, I should say?
Look, you would think so down here. I mean, he rides and he's ridden all our horses down here that, you know, John trains. I mean, you look, go back to Chautauqua and those sort of horses. So, and I've got a great respect for Dwayne, and I know he's one of our better riders, and I see no reasons why that he wouldn't be continuing the same program that John's got and riding a Master of Wine down here.
So many good horses to look forward to, Rupert. We can't wait. Have you got a winner in the next few days for any of the RSN listeners?
Have I got a winner? I think there's a horse running around on Saturday that he's got a lot of upside, and that's a horse running in the Vane Stakes. So you know, have a little look at him. I think he'll be a good chance. But today we've got a Holster running around at some silly odds, like $1.50. I don't know why that's short, but the things go well. I think he can win. But as a betting proposition, maybe not. Let me think. I can't recommend anything at this stage.
That's all right. Well, what's the name of the one on Saturday? Can you give us its name?
You'll have to have a look. The other runners might go cranky at me if I give it out to them.
All right. I'll do a little bit of research and I'll give that out to the RSN listeners. Good on you, Rupert. Good to catch up.
Okay, stay safe. Thank you. Bye.
Rupert Lee.